From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This weekend marked the end of an era for sports in Stanislaus County. The Modesto Nuts played their final home game at John Thurman Field, bringing nearly 80 years of baseball in the city to a close. At the same time, local officials are looking to attract a new sport to the area in the form of professional soccer. The city council recently voted on a location to break ground on a new stadium in the hopes that they will lock down a team. All of these changes come as Modesto is making long-term plans to guide how its economy and community will grow in the future. Today, we're going to talk about what these changes and impacts could look like. Sue Zawalin has served as the mayor of Modesto since 2021 and joins us now. Welcome to Insight, Mayor Zawalin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I would love to learn a little bit about you. What got you interested in public office and how far back do you go in Modesto?
Oh, goodness. I was born and raised in Modesto. My father was born in Modesto. My grandparents had dairy farms here. So it's a very typical story, immigrant grandparents that settled here. And my husband and I met in high school and we raised our six children here and now have 15 grandchildren. They were all, their children were all very involved in sports and athletics. So I'm a registered nurse, emergency room nurse, 42 years. I've been a nurse, still am, 50 years as a nurse. And so this is my city, my home, and I absolutely love Modesto.
How does that life experience, that family connection, which goes back generations, shape how you approach governing as mayor?
Well, I feel like I'm able to bring real life experiences into this responsibility of being mayor, especially raising my family here, as I mentioned, and also owning a business here. My husband's a local dentist. And not only that, but my experience in the emergency room, where I was able to have hands-on, firsthand experience caring for the residents of our community. I also served for 8 years on the Modesto City Schools Board of Education. So that gave me a real insight into the needs of residents in our community also. So I try to bring all of that experience into every decision that I make for our community.
What makes Modesto unique from other parts of the Central Valley?
Well, as they say, we're a big city with a small town feel. And we are the heart of California and the heart of the Central Valley. And we feed the world. We produce food in our community that literally feeds the world. So we have a very hardworking, salt of the earth attitude. I feel in our residents have that hardworking attitude, and everything that we do with heart. We're very connected as neighborhoods and nonprofit organizations and community organizations, and people really care. So they show up, they give their opinions, they are involved in all the decisions that we make, and I truly value that.
How has the city changed in recent years and grown in recent years?
Well, we're of course, there was the housing explosion that early on happened, and our population grew dramatically, which slowed down somewhat in the 2000s, as it did in a lot of places. But we continue to grow and to be very forward-thinking regarding biomanufacturing, agriculture, technology, and including sports entertainment options. And that's why this is so appealing to the residents of our community to potentially bring soccer to Modesto.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to dive into that. But let's start off with some bittersweet news. The Modesto Nuts, they played their final home game in the city this weekend. It brought almost 80 years of history to a close in the Central Valley. Were you a big Modesto Nuts fan?
Oh, of course I was. And I recall, you know, so fondly, my grandfather even talking about going to the games all those years ago. And my father, so, you know, it really is bittersweet, and I was very sad to see them leave. I wish them well. I, you know, appreciate the players and the staff and all the people that work so hard to keep baseball in Modesto for so many years, and there's great players that have come through our community, and we cherish that and value them and wish them well as they go forward.
Yeah, well, the team is moving to the Inland Empire in Southern California, and that came about after the city wasn't able to reach an agreement for a long-term lease last year, and with a big issue being millions of dollars of renovations to the stadium. With that benefit of hindsight as mayor and also as a longtime resident, was there anything different that could have been done to keep the team?
I, you know, was not involved in the initial discussions. Those come from our city manager and staff members, where those details were tried to work them out and make that happen. But with the change and the requirements through Major League Baseball, it was just not possible, and they chose to sell to another league. So that happened, but we are, you know, moving forward and are just thrilled that soccer wants to be here and that the USL wants to bring both a men's and women's team and a youth academy to Modesto. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, let's get into that, because last month the city council voted on a location for a potential professional soccer stadium in the city. What conversations have you had with United Soccer League about not only a men's and women's team in the city of Modesto?
Well, I've had several conversations, and at this point, there's just a letter of intent. There's nothing finalized, but what we are really excited about is that they are one of the fastest growing professional sports leagues in the country at this time, and expanding immensely. And we feel that this rapid expansion into the city of Modesto is just a natural occurrence in many ways, because our central location can draw fans from all over the state of California, if not further. And we know that the city of Modesto has a very strong grassroots soccer support. We have thousands and thousands of children that have played for decades. So we know that support is here. And there's one thing I have to throw in there. My children have played, as I said, athletics for decades also, and we have excellent weather. Not once, not even one time in my lifetime do I remember an athletic event having to be canceled due to weather. So I feel like our Mediterranean climate, the draw from all around the country even, will be brought to Modesto, and that everyone will enjoy soccer here.
Yeah. Well, up here in Sacramento, I'm sure you're well aware, Sac Republic FC is part of the USL. And, you know, there have been bids of trying to get into the MLS. It's very competitive. What is that like for USL, for the United Soccer League in Modesto? I mean, you do have a letter of intent, but what does the process look like to actually make this a reality and get some teams in Modesto?
Well, that's going to take lots of interaction there again between staff and USL to bring these proposals to us. We do not know right at this moment exactly what that will look like, but I'm certainly looking forward to that coming our way soon. So those talks are just beginning. And so we'll go forward with enthusiasm and look forward to all the potential options that we can have. Our community is just such a diverse community, and we have such an incredible arts community. We do know that we are one of the few cities in the United States that has our own opera, ballet, and symphony. So we are immersed in a diverse multitude, you know, venues and areas of opportunity for entertainment. And now this is just going to be another great big opportunity for our community.
Given that the city council approved a site for a stadium project, help us visualize what this stadium could look like.
Well, this has been a 4 to 5 year effort of engaging the community. And the community has told us what they want through feedback and stakeholder sessions and listening sessions and a lot of community feedback. And what was expressed was that it would attract visitors from all over the state, even the country. boost local spending and stimulate our economy and business development. And it was very clear in this input from the community that affordable housing needed to be included, and that we also needed to look at many more entertainment options. So downtown is, you know, was identified as a key development site. And we had a property that we owned on the former municipal golf course. And so that is a another development site. And so we really want to continue with this strong community representation and have the community members tell us what they want. And it also was abundantly clear that we need to identify and fully call out the diversity of the City of Modesto residents, and to serve as a regional draw for this diversity, and that our Latino community is highly visible. And this is an opportunity in one more way to prioritize this inclusivity and representation and this economic opportunity. Mm-hmm. So they've told us that this is what they want, and I support that.
Where would the money come from?
Well, that is a very good question. And we certainly do not have all of the funding details yet worked out. There's no specific funding structure that's been confirmed yet. And we will look at multiple financing options. And that's something that will be happening in the future.
You mentioned that this has been in the works now for 4 or 5 years. Do you have a ballpark, wrong sport pun, but a ballpark of when this could actually, doors can open and people can watch the first game? Is this going to take another 4 to 5 years, or could it be sooner than that?
Well, I've heard like maybe 2 years. I think that's probably optimistic, just considering how long it takes to consider projects like these and all of the details involved. But that was mentioned. So we'll have to see sooner than later, hopefully.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Modesto Mayor Sue Zawalin. Well, let's move to other pressing or interesting developments. We have talked a good amount about California's newest state park, Dos Rios. It just opened last year. It's about 15 minutes away from Modesto. When we had the state park superintendent on the show, he explained that there aren't a lot of state parks in the Central Valley. You know, a lot of them are along the coast, you know, Northern California, Southern California. So this is unique in having access to public land within a 15-minute drive for residents in the Central Valley. In the last year that Dos Rios has been open, have you noticed any difference or any benefits of having the state park nearby for local residents?
There's a lot of enthusiasm surrounding the park. I was so fortunate to be there the day that Governor Newsom was there, and Dolores Huerta, and we just had a beautiful tour and spent some time in the park. It's just incredibly beautiful and relaxing. And I am so excited that we have that so close to us. And it truly is 15 minutes from where I'm sitting right now downtown. It's amazing. And I think that, you know, one thing I'd like to mention also is that people from all over the state, there again, can enjoy that park. We right next across the street from where the proposed stadium will be is our transit center. And the ACE train will hopefully soon be coming. So literally, people can come from all over the state, hop off the train and go across the street to the soccer stadium, take other transit opportunities to Dos Rios State Park. We have biking and multiple miles of biking and walking trails to get all around the city, through the river, to the airport, out to Dos Rios Park. So many opportunities. So that was a great day, a day that I hold very close to my heart. And enjoy thinking about it. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about new chapters, new beginnings from a soccer stadium to a new state park. But I'm also curious, what are some of the biggest challenges facing the City of Modesto that you're working to overcome?
We, as with every city, are working very diligently to address homelessness in our community and have been quite successful in helping those that are on the streets. I always say that they're my patients, because eventually people do end up in the emergency room. And so I have been really proud of the work that we've done with multiple hotel renovations, bridge housing projects. There'll be a 7th Street Village very close to the train station, which will also be close to the stadium, that will be a low to medium income housing project that will also be opportunities for housing. So we also address crime. Our crime rates are going down dramatically, and I am so proud of the work of our police department to work on those efforts. So those, of course, are challenges that we face head on and are working really hard to address. Our fire department, we're amping up. I might add that the residents of Modesto voted to pass a sales tax, 1% increase called Measure H. Because the residents had that confidence in this government leadership and voted to pass that sales tax, we have been able to address these problems that I just mentioned to you. So thanks to the residents, once again, they're the ones that really are making it possible to make a huge impact in helping those that are homeless, as well as preventing crime and bringing those numbers way down in the city of Modesto.
When it comes to the economy, Modesto, like many cities, even the state of California overall, has faced a difficult budget situation. According to the Modesto Bee, back in June, for the first time ever, the city adopted a 2-year budget in anticipation of an economic problem. What are you preparing for?
We are preparing to tackle the problems as they come head on. As I mentioned, we don't shy away from identifying the challenges that we have in our city and then going forward with a plan to aggressively address those. One thing, in the city of Modesto, we have 75 parks, and we are a city of trees. So our trees and our parks are very important to our residents. So again, we are using these Measure H funds and through budget planning, very careful budget planning, to remove the trees that have lived their useful life, replant. We are upgrading our parks throughout our entire city, through all zip codes, through all areas of the city, to make them attractive places for people to enjoy and have recreation with their families. So that's one thing that we're doing. And I think that our council is really committed to making sure that every single penny of our residents' taxpayer money is used wisely.
How do financial decisions at the federal level change in administration with the Trump administration, compounded by a budget deficit that state lawmakers had to close here in California? How does that trickle down and impact cities like Modesto?
Thus far, we're just keeping a very acute eye on that situation to be mindful of these impacts and to make sure that we are prepared and ready as they occur. So far, we are still waiting to see if there will be any direct impacts on the city of Modesto. No one knows with the president. It's minute to minute, day to day. We don't know what will arise or what will be a priority, but we will, there again, be prepared and tackle those situations to the best of our ability to help our residents.
Mayor Zawalin, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me the time.
Sue Zawalin is the mayor of Modesto, and we had a long-ranging conversation about developments in the city, including the end of the Modesto Nuts minor league baseball team, to the potential arrival of professional soccer and what it could mean for the city's future. Up next, California is the top wine producer in the country. With harvest season in full swing, we'll explore the wine scene in Placer County with roots dating back to the Gold Rush. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.